Devadevira Devahuti, the exalted mother of Kapila Dev, the incarnation of God, asks her son a question. The mystic yoga system, as you have explained, aims at the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is meant for completely ending material existence. Please let me know the nature of that yoga system. How many ways are there by which one can understand in truth that sublime yoga? Purport. There are different kinds of mystic yoga systems aiming for different phases of the Absolute Truth. The Jnana Yoga system aims at the impersonal Brahman effulgence, and the Hatha Yoga system aims at the localized personal aspect, the Paramatma feature of the Absolute Truth. Whereas Bhakti Yoga, or devotional service, which is executed in 9 different ways, headed by hearing and chanting, aims at complete realization of the Supreme Lord. Thus, there are different methods of self-realization. But here, Devahuti especially refers to the Bhakti Yoga system, which has already been primarily explained by the Lord. The different parts of the Bhakti Yoga system are hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping the Lord in the temple, accepting service to Him, carrying out His orders, making friendship with Him, and ultimately surrendering everything for the service of the Lord. The word Nirvanatman is very significant in this verse. Unless one accepts the process of devotional service, one cannot end the continuation of material existence. As far as jnanis are concerned, they are interested in jnana yoga. But even if one elevates oneself after a great performance of austerity to the Brahman effulgence, there is a chance of falling down again to the material world. Therefore, jnana yoga does not actually end material existence. Similarly, regarding the Hatha Yoga system, which aims at the localized aspect of the Lord Paramatma, it has been experienced that many yogis such as Vishwamitra fall down. But bhakti yogis, once approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead, never come back to this material world, as it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Yatkatvana nivatante. Upon going, one never comes back. Tyaktva dehaṁ puna janma naiti mangati sorjuna. After giving up this body, he never comes back again to accept a material body. Nirvana does not finish the existence of the soul. The soul is ever existing. Therefore, Nirvana means to end one's material existence. And to end material existence means to go back home, back to Godhead. Oops, now comes a question. Oh, controversial question. Sometimes it is asked how the living entity falls down from the spiritual world to the material world. Here is the answer. Unless one is elevated to the Vaikuntha planets, directly in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's prone to fall down, either from the impersonal Brahman realization or from an ecstatic trance of meditation. If you're too tired to penetrate this sentence with your full attention, you can mark this again, Canto 3, Chapter 25, 29. You can read it when you are alive. So another word in this verse, Bhagavad Bana, is very significant. Bana means arrow. The Bhakti Yoga system is like an arrow aiming up to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Bhakti Yoga system never urges one towards the impersonal Brahman effulgence or to the point of Paramatma realization. This bana or arrow is so sharp and so swift that it goes directly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, penetrating the regions of the impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma. Namo Vishnu, please. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Shivate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna. May I just request the devotees sitting there to just briefly open the windows, that maybe a gust of fresh air comes and fills our lungs and brains. So, my dear devotees, I request your full attention. Here, Devahuti has approached Kapila Dev for spiritual instructions. In the very beginning of her inquiries, she said, I'm tired of material existence. This tiredness, not in the Bhagavatam class, but this tiredness of material life, where you just are tired of it, is really the starting point of genuine spiritual life. So she then inquires from her son, how can I end this tiresome, this troublesome material existence totally. And here, in the midst of the instructions, after some instructions have given, she again turns to Kapila with a question. She says, as you have explained, the mystic yoga system, as you have explained, it's a mixture of bhakti, sankhya, and the yoga system, Ashtanga yoga system. This is explained by Kapila. You have explained this. It aims at the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it is meant for completely ending material existence. But please now let me know the nature of that yoga system. How many ways are there by which one can understand in truth that sublime yoga? She wants to go to the essence, really. Throughout the Bhagavatam, you will find these inquiries where various Vaishnavas or various great personalities asked exalted souls for a very clear and simple explanation of that process which brings one directly in contact with the ultimate perfection of spiritual life. It is wonderful. The Bhagavatam really again and again with increasing details, increasing from various perspectives, is just, you know, dealing with this one subject, this one issue. How can I reach the perfection? How can I reach my, let me say, yes, my spiritual completion, you know, my journey's end. And I'm just reading in the 11th canto, there Vasudev asked, the father of Krishna asked Narada Muni, my dear Narada, you have come with your Veena from various planetary systems. You have great disciples. You have all brought them back to Godhead. Now tell me, what is the system? How does this work? And then Narada Muni says, gives a discussion where once the exalted Maharaj Nimi, that's a king, had asked the same question to 9 great saints, the Navayugendras, who travel in mystic ways, you know, without airplanes. They just go like this, like you and me here, with dhoti and everything, or whatever they are dressed. Zoop, they manifest, they dematerialize at one place, and zoop, appear at another place. So these Navayogendras explain to this exalted soul, Maharaj Nimi, how he can practice Bhagavad Dharma, the eternal occupation of the soul. This question gets addressed also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Sanatana Goswami that there are really 9 processes which Prabhupada mentions in this purpose. You all know what is Shravanam, hearing about Krishna, Kirtanam, then glorifying him, then remembering him, then worshipping him in the temple, offering various prayers, and so on. But then Mahaprabhu makes a very interesting thing. He says, of all these 9, you must know one thing. There's one process which has this amazing ability to give immediately love of Godhead, prema, into the heart. And that is singing the holy names of the Lord. He has singled out one. And this you will find also in the teachings of the nine Yogendra, Nava Yogendras, the nine mystic saints. They say, you should just surrender to the Supreme Lord, O Vasudev, by chanting his holy name all the time and wandering freely through this world. Be free, be free, be free. Wander freely to the Lord, to through this world, because this will give you the perfection of this love. And once your heart is filled with this love, you will have this connection with Krishna always, where you will always remember him and never forget him. So, Hare Krishna. Here in this, in this verse, the word Bhagavad Bhanu is used. That means the arrow, the Bhakti Yoga system is just like an arrow aiming up to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, it brings you there almost like a bow brings an arrow to the perfection, to its goal. In the Mundaka Upanishad, we also find this analogy. Pranavo danusha yatma brahmata lakshamuchyate apramatena vedavyam sharavat Tanmayo Bhavet. Om is the bow. No, the mantra is the bow. The self is the arrow. The Supreme Person is the target. Oh. A sober person should make himself like an arrow. Become an arrow, my dear devotees. Don't remain a stone. An arrow can go very far. It can reach its target and become rooted in the target, never to fall out again. So this Bhakti Yoga system, which culminates in the chanting of mantras, here the pranava is given, the om is given. But we know that Om vibration is there in its perfection in the Hare Krishna mantra. See, Om, you say it correctly. Om. It's a perfect sound cycle. Ah is there, or the A, the U, and the M. They mean Radha Krishna and the living entity. So this is expressed very nicely in the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare means Radha, Krishna means Krishna. And it's someone who chants this mantra, he turns to the Lord, praying, please, please accept me in your service. That's the meaning of chanting the holy name. So you find Radha Krishna and the self in there. So this chanting, oh, you look so tired. I'm so, what should I do with you? Maybe... I must tell something very interesting that no one can still. I feel compassion for you. Okay, so not too philosophical, I understand. Maharaji, it's early in the morning. We have not eaten. Not too philosophical, please. Good. I understand. Good. My dear devotees, you are here chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Okay? You're with me? No? Yes? Yes, we are here, Radha Deshmelos. So, there's a definition, you know, we speak about coming to the Lord, and we have this bow and arrow analogy. During our Radha Deshmelos, this is exactly what is happening. We are singing in the kirtan. We are present there. We are giving our ears to the process. We are hearing. We are chanting. And we are trying to absorb our mind entirely in the process. Whenever the mind goes to our mobile telephones and the various WhatsApp messages, we control our mind. We don't switch on the foolish machine. We are really with the chanting. We understand this is our possibility to come to absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness. When you do this, and I think all of you have by now made this experience, the chanting transports you. It brings you to an entirely different state of consciousness. You all look towards the kirtan leaders, but we look at you. We can see. As the days continue, as you chant more and more, you become more gentle people, you become very moved at times. There are these beautiful moments when we see some devotees, not only Matajis, starting to cry, and others are becoming very deeply absorbed. They are there in the group of devotees, but something you understand from their facial expression has touched them, and they are moved. All of us have made this experience. The chanting transports. The chanting moves. The chanting carries us. You just seem to need to be there, and if you can chant with absorption, it's all the better. And the Krama Sandharva, that's a purport of Jiva Goswami to the Bhagavad Bhagavatam. Jiva Goswami says Sankirtan means when many devotees assemble and chant the names of Sri Krishna for his pleasure. No, it must be done with Krishna in mind. The result is that it transports you and brings you to devotion. It just moves you there. It carries you there. You just need to be there. It's almost like a train. Or in the ancient scriptures, the example is, it's like an arrow which is moved by the power of the bow. Phew! And flies far, far, far. It brings you to Krishna. It's like when you chant together, the specific, let me say, unique feature of this sadhana is that a devotional atmosphere is created which you cannot escape. It touches you. It moves you. I would like to give two examples. It's now we have opened the window and some cool air comes and every one of us feels it, right? No? Yes. Thank you. The whole group participates in the fresh oxygen. Or if you switch on an air conditioner, immediately the coolness and the dryness of the air can be perceived by everyone. It just goes around, it spreads in the atmosphere. In much the same way, Sankirtan is moving the atmosphere, the material atmosphere. It pushes the Maya out and of the atmosphere and creates devotional feelings. When the radio became more more spread in India, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, we should use the radio to broadcast Sankirtan throughout India, because then the atmosphere of Kali will be gone and the wonderful atmosphere is created. This is the ability of this sadhana. And because of this ability to move, to push an atmosphere, therefore it is the greatest sadhana, especially in Kali Yuga. The problem is, I have discussed this morning with one of my assistants, sometimes we don't have taste in the chanting and our mind goes away from it. And we think, oh, when will this kirtan ever end? Oh no. Oh, and I'm such a fool. I don't have the list of the kirtaniyas with me. And now I don't know when the next one will come. And how am I going to survive this? And my bathroom activities are not yet completed 100%. And no, Krishna. We are absorbed in our mind in something else. And that is a problem we must address. When you are not with the kirtan, but when your mind, rascal mind, brings you out of the kirtan, you don't experience these delightful feelings. You don't experience these devotional feelings. But if you can absorb yourself, my dear devotees, if you can somehow bring yourself 100% to the task, then you will be moved. It's like Prabhupada's arrow example. And I would like to give you a little three-step process which can help you to become absorbed. First of all, you must it's good to switch off the material conception of life. Yesterday I met one devotee, he has a beautiful name. I will not tell you the name because then the devotee will be embarrassed and write me a letter of complaint. So let me invent a name. Balaram Priya Prabhu, the one who is dear to Balaram. Let us go. I ask Balaram Priya. Balaram, use a different name. Krishna Priya Prabhu. Krishna Priya Prabhu, I was asking him, how often do you think of Krishna during your life? Is it maybe once a day? Oh, the devotee said, no. I mean, you change, yeah, but I'm mostly absent-minded. Is it maybe once a month? The devotee said, Maharaj, if I'm honest, I may turn to Krishna with a prayer, sincere prayer, 100% prayer. Maybe 'Was really thinking. It was not very often. Then I said, Krishna Priya Prabhu, how many times do you think of yourself? Oh, Maharaj, my thinking is very developed in this area. I think so often of myself. I said, yes, Krishna Priya Prabhu, according to modern psychology, a normal person thinks 30,000 thoughts in a minute about himself, again and again. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, how do I feel? Oh, what is the need which I have? Oh, so on and so forth. I said, Krishna Priya Prabhu, all these thoughts which you think about yourself are not really realistic because you are not the body. You are not the mind. You are an eternal soul. It's waste of thought energy. Think more about Krishna. Think less about yourself. This you can practice when you enter the kirtan. You sit down and you give up this bodily conception of life, this false identity, and you understand that I am belonging to you, my dear Lord Krishna. I'm only you. That's the first, only your servant. That's the first thing if you want to really experience the power of kirtan. You must exit the material concept of life. I'm speaking for more advanced devotees. I know for some it's good enough to just be there and, you know, do whatever you do. It will work slowly on you. But we want to now make fast advancement out of the material life and want to come to Krishna. So exit the illusion. Sit down there and understand, oh Krishna, I'm chanting your holy name. I have been absent-minded in our relationship for too long. It's too long. It's scandalously long. But I'm now actually ready. I'm sitting in your kirtan, in your glorification. Prabhupada says, speaks about this. When someone is purified, he gives up his bodily conception of life. That is, his false identity of belonging to a certain community, a certain nation, a certain society, a certain family, and so on. Then he takes the arrow of his purified life, and with the help of the bow, the transcendental chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, he throws himself towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, by dint of performing this heroic activity of devotional service, one receives the benefit of returning home back to Godhead. My dear devotees, you are a hero when you sit in kirtan and you allow, you do not remain attached any longer to the material conception. How do I look? How do others look at me? No, this is now you and Krishna. No? And at that time, the mantra will, you have put yourself into the bow of the chanting of the holy name, and it will hurl you, it will throw you, it will move you towards Krishna. And once you touch Krishna, in some ways, in some little ways, you will be very much benefited. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains to us that in this dull, dead, material world, there are only two living entities, living beings. One is you, the soul, and the other is the holy name. When you bring them together, when you chant with absorption, after you have divested yourself or cleared yourself from this contaminated material thinking, then you can really move forward. My dear devotees, the greatest discovery for me in my own spiritual life was when I realized God is not an object of my thoughts. He's a subject. I mean with this is that the Lord is a person who sees me, who loves me, who has his eyes on me as I do my devotional service, as imperfectly as I am doing it. The absolute truth is not an it. He is a person who is alive, who can fulfill his desires with his many shaktis, his many inconceivable energies, of which this material energy in which I'm presently stuck is only one. He is a benevolent, means a kind personality, who wants me to come back to him. When I made this discovery in my spiritual life, you know, by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, it's very clear. Then I did understand something. I want to touch, or I want to contact, I want to be with this personality in some ways. And then I made my second discovery. The Lord is fully present in the holy name. And the holy name is both the means, that means it brings you forward, and it is the goal. He is Krishna himself. So now as I become old and disillusioned from life, from everything, I have fully committed myself to just chanting as good as I can. I'm not satisfied with my chanting and japa and kirtan, but I know I just need to have trust that the bow of the holy name will throw me, will hurl me, will move me to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then there is again life. Prabhupada so often compared the living entity as with sparks. Sparks of the fire. We have now fallen away from the fire. And pat, 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 we make some little noise from the mouth and from the behind. And, sorry, I need to speak to a tired audience. We make a little sound in this material world, pat, 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 but it is not, there's no question, soon we will be extinguished. We will be dead, charcoal, dead coal. If the spark can be released from this unfortunate pat, 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 making material sounds, and can again join the big fire, it will live, it will dance very beautifully. It will actually be in the rasa dance, Prabhupada says. Have you noted when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, speaks his first verse, he says at the end, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Why does he say Sri Krishna Sankirtan? It would be briefer, the verse is already pretty long, to say Krishna Sankirtan. Param Vijayate Krishna Sankirtan. O Harinam Sankirtan. No? Why Sri? Who is Sri? Sri is Sarva Lakshmi Mayi. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi, Shrimati Radharani. What this Hare Krishna mantra brings us to is the most confidential aspect of the Absolute Truth. Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami prays to Radharani, O Shrimati Radhika. It is only for the hope of obtaining the nectarian ocean of seva to you and having darshan of your pastimes that I have with great struggle maintained my life. I have some hope. I want to come back to you and Krishna. No? I'm maintaining my life, my fly-like life in this world. Small life, short life, insignificant sound life. I'm struggling it with the hope. But if you do not bestow your mercy upon me, even now, what is the use of my life? What is the use of the land of Braj? And even what is the use of the enemy of Bakasura? That's Krishna. No? So the devotees of Krishna understand Krishna is most perfect in the association of Srimati Radharani. Without Radha, Braj appears to him like a desert, Govardhan Mountain like a python, snake. Radha Kund appears to him like a gaping. Gaping means open mouth of a tiger. This is all from Raghunath Das Goswami's composition. No? He wants to attain Radha and Krishna. He knows Radha is Karunamayi, full of mercy. She does not see the disqualification of anyone. She, like a mother, goes like a mother who even accepts her criminal son. Srimati Radharani accepts all the wayward, means wayward, you know, the lost conditioned souls. Therefore, the Sri Krishna Sankirtan is a very important. In the holy names, in other words, we find the fullest blossom of Radha and Krishna, the fullest life, the fullest expansion, manifestation of the eternal spiritual truth. And therefore, my dear devotees, please learn to chant with absorption. Try as you sit down to be really there. I like very much the many announcements. No mobile phones, no need to make selfies, no. Just the need is to chant. You know? You can see these posters on the way from the staircase up to the kirtan, the yagya shala, the place of kirtan. And then you sit down and or dance, and then you chant the holy name with the tongue, and you hear the holy name with the ears, and you absorb your mind, and all of a sudden you're in the train. All of a sudden you move forward like the arrow. You make a big journey in one kirtan. Sometimes I think in some kirtans we feel, wow, what was I before this kirtan? And what Where am I now? So much difference. Yes, you have just made a journey where you have gone in your consciousness to the purified state of Krishna consciousness. Let us use these remaining days. Where are we now? Sunday. Only today. Wow. That means we will stop immediately. Let us use this day maximum capacity to full capacity. I wish you a wonderful third and last day. That doesn't sound nice in a lecture. Third day of the Radhadesh Bellows. There is now prasadam waiting with you. It is warm. It is please take your prasadam and see you very soon in the kirtan. And don't forget, three steps. Leave your material concept of life. Just sit down and focus on Krishna. My dear Lord Krishna, I am yours. I am a spark which has come out of the fire. Then chant the holy name and then just let it happen. Let kirtan transport you. Become an arrow which is moved to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
A wonderful day I wish you. Hari Bol.